Welcome to Fireside Financial. Together, Joe Curry and Regan Schiller offer and discuss insights and advice on all aspects of retirement planning. So grab a cup of coffee or tea, sit back and join us by the fireside as we explore all the topics related to planning for your retirement.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Fireside Financial with my co-host Regan and myself, Joe. Today, we're going to talk about how best to receive an inheritance, which is really part two following up with our last episode. So how are you doing today, Regan?
Excellent. It's an interesting topic, receiving an inheritance, because it's funny, when I started in the career, which was about 15 years ago now, we were taught you don't plan around receiving an inheritance. If you got it, it's cherry on a cake kind of thing, but it's nothing that you would plan around. And with the major wealth transfer with intergenerational wealth that's taking place right now in Canada, which will be for a number of years to come, it is more of a conversation now. And it's actually a strategy in our planning software that was recently introduced, which was never there before, but it is becoming more and more common. And I know I've had to deal with this a lot more in the past few years. And there is right ways and wrong ways to do it. And that's kind of what we're going to unbundle and unpackage today.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're talking a little bit offline here, but I think the main thing is, just like someone who's coming to talk to us about retirement planning and what we'd encourage them to do, as you mentioned in the last episode, kind of new money. And it's to not make any rash decisions, just kind of take pause, get clear on your intentions and your goals, and then start to put a financial plan in place so you can figure out how to best optimize this money. That's not to say you can't do something fun or have a rental here or something like that, but rather than just going out and spending all that money right away, it makes sense to do some planning first. Make sure you're taking care of the things that are really important to you as far as your financial planning, your goals, and then seeing kind of where you can still, like I said, do some renovations or need a new vehicle or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think taking your time, like you mentioned, I think that's key in this situation. You have to appreciate that most likely it's the only... Maybe you'll receive more than one inheritance in your life, but most likely that's once in your lifetime kind of thing. So just sitting back and not making any rash decisions and make wise decisions with that money, because like I said, it's probably the only time you're going to get something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely not hard to spend money. I have seen the result of that, not slowing down and just making rash decisions and realizing after the money's already gone that, you know, that probably wasn't the best idea. And yeah, it could be a substantial amount of money for some people, right? So it's definitely worth taking the time and be intentional about it. So Regan, I don't know, what are, you know, when we're doing some planning, this is kind of like financial planning 101. We're starting with our goals, but what are some of the options people have with their money they might want to be looking at?
Yeah, so I can speak to one here. It's a client of ours that have been a client for a long time, and it's a bit of a story, but it also gives us a lot of talking points in this scenario. So essentially, this individual received an inheritance at the age of 28, I believe. It was in a trust, in a testamentary trust, and she didn't have access to it till that point in time. And when she did get access to it, she reached out and booked a meeting. We went through the planning process. She was single at the time, modest income, and she was very frugal with her spending. She was already making good decisions with her money, but she knew that this windfall was a really good opportunity that she didn't want to make a mistake and blow it kind of thing. And so the first things we looked at was her retirement plan, of course, and those types of situations. But then she didn't have her tax-free savings accounts maxed out. So that was number one, is we would max out her tax-free savings account. And then we also kept up with her RSP contributions on a yearly basis. And then the majority of it went into non-registered assets, which some was for long-term and some was for short-term because she would like to take holidays throughout the year. So we got all that set up and it's all running perfect. And she uses basically some of the returns that she would get from the non-registered portfolio. She would use that to fund a vacation once a year. Nothing outrageous. It was like go to Mexico for 10 days kind of thing. Fast forward a few years later, she asked me to go out for breakfast one morning. And I was like, is she mad at me? Am I in trouble? Am I getting fired here or what? She informs me that she's expecting because she's going to try to make a go at it with this gentleman. So she wanted to know how to protect herself, financially speaking, right?
Right.
To go sideways. And so we talked about those things. One of my first suggestions was, you know, she had adequate insurance. We should make sure that he does as well. But unfortunately, we never got to the table with him. And he ended up getting diagnosed with cancer of some kind and passed away really young. And so she was left with a one-year-old child by herself. And so now it wasn't like he was leaving a bunch of money for her because there was no life insurance or anything of this nature. But man, this inheritance now, it saved her. Financially speaking. So she did it right is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. So that just goes to show you don't know what's going to happen in life. So don't want to necessarily spend that money without giving it some more thought.
Yeah.
That's great. We have a couple of our clients who are actually a little younger. Their mom was a client and she passed away. So we took on the kids and helped them with all their planning. And they were really good to just come and recognize that, you know, we're young. We've never had money like this. We don't know the best thing to do. So we've done some planning with them and they've been really good to just take enough for what they need to get by. But like their only really big expenses is, you know, I've encouraged them to reinvest in themselves by some schooling. So there's some programs that both of them were wanting to do that were going to help them get ahead. So that's kind of how they've been spending their money. So just a different way of thinking of ROI or return on investment. But I think that the key for them has been just having someone to talk about and get clear on what they're trying to achieve and get some guidance that they don't have from their parents now. A lot of people get that from their parents, but it's been instrumental. And so now it's kind of funny. We joke a little bit in the office that I almost feel like we're the parents to ask if they could have some money.
Yeah, right.
Though it is their money. But yeah, they've been really good. And again, it comes back to they were having conversations right away as soon as they got the money before they did anything with it.
Yeah. And I think too, a lot of people who'd be receiving an inheritance, if the family didn't talk to them about it, it could come as a shock because there's a generation that was fairly private about their money and didn't really talk about money that much with kids. And also for the most part, they're very good savers. The millionaire next door, as you've mentioned earlier, the kids might be kind of surprised to see how much money mom and dad had, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I think in those circumstances, it's going to come as a bit of a shock. So again, taking your time and just looking at all the options and what it can provide for you. I think the education thing is a great conversation that could also, if you received it, maybe there's career path that you wanted to make directions in or change directions in, or potentially even if you wanted to start a business and things of that nature.
Yeah, absolutely.
Many ways to do it. And then of course, looking at if you had bad debts, maybe that is a better use to focus on those things and get yourself into a good cash flow position so that you can take advantage of all the other opportunities that would be in front of you.
Yeah. And I mean, it's pretty normal nowadays for people to have school debt and mortgages and whatever else they've needed to kind of get ahead because I mean, everyone knows things have been pretty crazy lately with inflation and everything else happening. So yeah, it's never a bad idea to pay down consumer debt and free up cash flow that way.
Yeah. I think the main takeaway with this, if you are receiving a sizable inheritance, is that if you're not working with somebody like a financial planner or a retirement planner or a certified financial planner already, it's probably wise to start reaching out or trying to find some avenues where you can get that advice and direction that is going to help you make a better and informed decision.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, well, we can end it there for today. And yes, once again, thanks for listening, everybody. And we will talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Investment services are provided through Matthews & Associates Investments of Aligned Capital Partners Incorporated, an approved trade name of Aligned Capital Partners, Inc., ACPI. Only investment-related products and services are offered through ACPI/Matthews & Associates Investments of ACPI and covered by the Canadian Investor Protection Fund. Tax planning, financial planning, and insurance services are provided through Matthews & Associates. Matthews & Associates is an independent company separate and distinct from ACPI/Matthews & Associates Investments of ACPI. Matthews & Associates are not licensed tax professionals, and you should consult with your tax advisor before acting on any recommendations.
Visit retirementplanningsimplified.ca and join the Retirement Planning Simplified community where we explore the complicated world of retirement planning while embracing life beyond the numbers. As a member of our community, you'll receive insights, tips, and the latest retirement planning tools straight from us to you.